Hey everybody, it's Brian Dalton here with just another audio boo, which I'm going to call The Letter. And the reason I call it The Letter is that last weekend I met my Dutch pen pal, and I basically have been writing to her for the last 25 odd years or so, since I was about 17 in school. A friend of mine put us in touch. He sent a letter into a shortwave radio station in the Netherlands on a media show, just giving some information about me and what I was interested in and, you know, what I liked to do, what age I was, etc., etc. And it was read out, and a girl in Holland responded, and we became pen pals, and we were writing to each other for a fair bit. And then she asked if her friend could also write to me, because both of them were trying to improve their English, and they were doing English at school. So I said, yeah, and the original person eventually dropped off after, I'd say, about 3 years or so. I think she went to university and just got caught up in different things or whatever. But her friend kept writing to me on and off, and we wrote to each other quite a lot when we were in school, and I went to college and she did the same. Then contact kind of dipped a little bit. An email came in and we'd send the odd mail to each other, and she'd always kind of write to me on my birthday and stuff, and we'd use email to contact each other a bit. She was in Dublin in 2004, but I was at a wedding, a family wedding at the time. In fact, I was just coming back from the wedding in Cyprus, so we didn't get to meet up that time. And we're in touch on and off over, well, since then to now. And she sent a message, a tweet actually, saying that she was going to be in London in January. And I just sent a message, well, let me know when you're coming over and we'll meet up. And anyway, last weekend didn't suit me to go to London, but she said, well, I'll come to Dublin if that helps. So we eventually met after 25 years, and it was great to meet her. It really, really was. I'd only spoken to her a week beforehand on Skype, never spoken in our lives. She did send me a cassette tape once for Christmas, I remember, so I had an idea what she sounded like. But it was really, really interesting to meet up with her, and we had lots of fun together, and she stayed with us for 2 nights, and I showed her around Dublin, and we had a great time. So what I'm really asking you is the traditional pen pal route dead and gone? With social media, Facebook, Twitter, I don't know, all the different forms of media, does anybody think that the pen pal idea can still remain or can still survive? When we started writing to each other, myself and Alona, the anticipation of a letter, of the wait for a letter, would be, you'd be getting excited, like, in when you'd post off a letter and you'd say, right, in 3 or 4 weeks now I should get a letter back. So the anticipation of receiving that letter was just awesome. It's the only word to describe it. And while we have so much instantaneous contact now with email, Twitter, Facebook, etc., I just believe that the traditional form of writing to each other in a different country as a pen pal is dead, unfortunately. Okay, we can text each other now, and we have done, and we do, and we email, and we Facebook, and we tweet to each other. But that traditional form of waiting for a letter to come through is gone. What's your views on it? Do you have a pen pal? Did you ever have a pen pal? Did you ever get to meet your pen pal? I was bursting with excitement, I have to say, waiting to meet my pen pal, Alona, which I met last weekend. And we'll definitely keep in touch, and we will. But it's kind of sad to see that the traditional form of pen pal is gone. Anyway, that's really all I wanted to say. I'd love to hear your comments on it, though, at Daltobr, D-A-L-T-O-B-R, on Twitter, or it's the same address for Audio Boo. If you have a pen pal, or if you began writing to a pen pal in school, and if you ever got to meet your pen pal from a different country, and what's your views on it? Is it dead and gone? Is it being replaced now by traditional media? Are children in one country likely to get in touch with children in another country the way they did when I was in school? That's about it. Dead keen to hear your comments if you have any. Talk to y'all soon. Bye bye now.